USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Talks aimed at ending a United Auto Workers strike are underway for a second day with no major breakthroughs reported. Appearing on MSNBC, UAW President Sean Fain said that progress has been slow as the two sides continue to meet. Nearly 13,000 auto workers remain on strike, demanding better pay and pension benefits. Police in New York City investigating a fentanyl-related death at a daycare center end up charging the owners with murder. USA's Laura Winters on the story.
The owner of a daycare center in the Bronx and her neighbor being charged with murder after a one-year-old boy died from possible fentanyl exposure. Three other children at this facility treated at the hospital. Both women now facing 11 charges, including depraved indifference murder, assault, and child endangerment. New York City police detectives finding almost a kilo of fentanyl in the building, along with other drug paraphernalia.
Two deaths in the U.S. are being blamed on former Hurricane Lee. The storm made landfall in Nova Scotia Saturday as opposed to tropical cyclone with 65-mile-an-hour winds. About 20,000 customers are still without power in Maine, where one driver was killed when a tree crushed his car. South Carolina GOP Representative Nancy Mace says she won't rule out supporting a motion to remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I've worked on issues, you know, related to gun violence I feel are very important. And, you know, it's fallen on deaf ears. And if I give a handshake to someone, I expect them to follow through with.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, Mace declined to say how she would vote, but said votes would be up for grabs because promises were not kept. She added that everything is on the table in terms of McCarthy's speakership. Florida Representative Matt Gaetz vowed to put an anti-McCarthy motion forward earlier in the week. This is USA News.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
A woman tragically fell to her death while attempting to climb a border fence with Mexico and California. The incident occurred on Friday afternoon near the Otay Mesa port of entry in San Diego. Since 2019, the San Diego border has witnessed at least 16 fatal falls and over 400 reported injuries. It's an acquittal for a Texas elected official.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has been cleared of all charges and will retain his office. State senators deliberated on 16 articles of impeachment.
This judgment will be filed with the Secretary of State and Attorney General Warren Kenneth Paxton Jr. is hereby, at this moment, reinstated to office.
That's Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. To remove Paxton from office, he would have had to have been convicted on just one of the articles. The accusations revolved around alleged misuse of his office to assist a political donor. I'm John Schaefer.
Kansas has stopped altering transgender individual birth certificates to align with their gender identities. State Health Department's announcement on Friday is based on a recent law asserting that the state is not obligated to acknowledge the gender of transgender individuals. The iconic house featured in the movie Halloween is up for sale while set in the fictional town of Haddonville, Illinois. It is actually located in South Pasadena, California. The original 1978 film was shot on site, not a soundstage, adding to its cinematic history. Now it's available for approximately $1.8 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.